This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 108 for Tuesday, June 17th, 2014.
This is Lisa.
This is Brian.
Isn't that weird?
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
That was fun.
You know, actually, you told me that like 14 seconds ago.
I know.
And I hadn't looked at it, so.
Yeah. So, happy Father's Day, a couple days late, one day late.
It's Tuesday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday Tuesday? Was Monday. Yeah, uh-huh. It's Tuesday. Now that we've got that down.
I don't even know what day it is.
Well, let me refresh your memory. This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 108 for Tuesday, 17.
You know what? It's been a busy couple days.
I know and, it is.
Hey, look, Jason's in the chat. He can tell you. We were busy today.
Jason. Yeah,
what's up, Jason?
Had a good day.
Yeah, we had a good day. So, let's just jump right in. We, you guys know how well we relax, so we took a road trip on Sunday. Our only day off, we got up early. You know, I got to tell you, this is not, your idea of an enjoyable Father's Day is so different than my idea of an enjoyable Mother's Day.
I had a good time.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I did. So I guess at Father's Day, I got to ink up my Father's Day pen.
Do you have it with you?
I do. I happen to have it right here.
Very pretty.
It's going to be hard to show on the screen. It is one of the last of the last. Actually, it is the very last blue marble Schaefer Valor. That was ever available. Bought it from straight from Kenroll's table. But it's a beautiful, beautiful pen. It has this gorgeous Schaefer inlaid nib, which, of course, you know, it's tough to beat that nib, right? I mean, that's probably, in my opinion, is one of the most beautiful nibs ever made.
It's very cool.
Yeah. But the pen is an Italian-made pen. It's made in Italy.
It's Italian Schaefer.
It's an Italian Schaefer, yeah.
That's cool.
I was never really sold on these when we first started out, but I really grew to like them, and then when they found out they were no longer available, now that I'm using one, I'm kind of sad.
Wait. What nib is on that? Is that a fine?
It's a medium on this one.
Oh.
It's a juicy medium. It's actually on the broad side of medium.
All right. I can have it ground.
No, not really. It's an ungrindable nib, really.
I could have it ground.
I don't think so.
I like there's
a brown one at the store.
And the brown is very that's really nice. It's got some really cool depth to it, but yeah. You know,
the blue actually doesn't have, unless you're in bright light, you can't really tell it's blue at all. The brown's a little easier to distinguish the marbling in it, but
okay. I'll just hold out for the sailor.
Well, you know, you got other things coming, so. Sailor? What sailor?
The sailor sky that's coming in September.
Yeah.
Gorgeous blue thing. Although, there'll be pens before then.
There will be pens before then.
Yeah.
There'll be pens before, there will be pens after.
I know, I'm so excited.
So that was nice. I finally got to ink it up after having, we got it in May at the Chicago show. And I just sort of kind of, when we got home and I put all the pens out, I just kind of set that one aside, and it was never, you know, never really officially for sale.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's just how it works, right? So there's that, and the Parker Vacuumatic razor handle. Actually, I don't have it handy, but from the kids,
yep.
Which also was made out of a blue Vacuumatic. And we just need blades for it now. I don't think we have blades.
I think we do.
It'd be nice to use that. Really kind of cute. So.
Yeah.
So that was my Father's Day. That was it. And we didn't do really much the rest of the day.
We spent like 6.5-7 hours in the car. We almost broke our friend's back, literally.
Let's see. So
we get up early.
We had actually started on Saturday, right? Because so Saturday here was the Appleton Flag Day Parade, which
yes,
according to somebody, and I forget who said this, and I'm not I can't guarantee this is accurate. I don't know. The largest Flag Day parade in the United States.
Was that what I heard? Something like that, yeah. It's big.
You know, so, you know, just to get another reason to come to little old Appleton, we not only have one of the largest nighttime Christmas parades, but we have the largest Flag Day parade, bar none, in the country. Actually,
that, Eric, yet another reason.
Yet another reason, Eric. And by the way, Eric Schneider says say hi, everybody. So this is my passing the message on. So I had to leave the store early Saturday to go pick up the trailer.
Oh my God.
and yeah, the parade was long because we watched it for about an hour. It started around 2. We closed our shop up at 3, and the thing was still going. But I had to go pick up the trailer early because I couldn't get past the parade route, because the parade route went right by the store, right in front of the store.
Yeah, you couldn't get there from here.
And I couldn't get to the house because the house and the store were inside the parade route.
Yep.
So I had to leave early to go get this thing, put it in the driveway. So Sunday morning, we got up. We slept in until, you know, 7:30.
10.
Maybe? 7?
7:10.
7:10. And got up, had some coffee. I don't remember if we didn't have breakfast, did we? We got up and just hit the road.
We did. We had committed to a time. We knew that we were not going to be able to drive as fast because we're hauling the trailer. So we got up, we had some coffee, we brought some with us, and we just did what we do, and we got in the car and we went.
So it was a 3-hour drive.
3-hour tour.
3-hour tour, right? And I thought it was going to be miserable the whole way because the first half an hour,
between Appleton and Oshkosh, when you're in the car, you don't really notice the roads, and most of this was fairly main road or main highway driving, but it's bumpier than you think when you're hauling a trailer, and it's just, I mean, we were literally just.
Yeah,
it was awful.
I was kind of nervous because I didn't know how we were going to last 3 hours without getting into an argument over this. Because I just,
it was bad. I mean,
was nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we got to Oshkosh, and they've recently redone the roads, the highway, and it was way better, much better.
Yeah.
A couple little spots here and there, but. We kept going.
It felt like the trailer was going to just like yank off the back of the car. And so, of course, my thought, I'm thinking ahead, is that once we get the case in the, because we're going down to see to get a case, once we go down, when we come back, this thing's going to fall. I don't want this thing to fall off. I don't want the case to break, you know, whatever. So anyway, we get there, and we get there right on time. I mean, it was literally 11 o'clock when we parked the car. And we walk in, and there's a guy standing by the entrance to the antique store. And he says, well, and we never met the guy before. I talked to him on the phone twice. He says, well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson.
Oh, crap. Our reputation precedes us. Here's the Crazy Band people.
and we had a bet whether or not the case. And I had our good friend Ken was kind enough to take pictures of take pictures of a couple of cases at this antique mall, and we decided, well, there was one case that was more expensive, but it included some trays, and we thought, well, it looks nicer. We'll go for that one instead of the other one. And so sure enough, we were betting, well, is he going to have it emptied? And we told him we're coming down with the trailer. And is he going to have it emptied? Is it still going to be there? What's the deal? Sure enough, there was still stuff in it, but it didn't take him very long to unload it. Nice looking case. Parker in the front, etched in the inside of the front glass. It's got two fluorescent tubes, big tubes in the front, and then there's one big one underneath to light up the bottom. And there are five drawers that slide kind of at an angle out. Very similar to our other case from the 50s, I believe. Except these pull straight out, not the other one. They pull kind of out and down. Would you say?
Yeah.
So it's a weird motion. The other one's a little weird motion. These are in a slot, and they come straight out. And they had all 10 of the original Parker trays. Now, they're black plastic trays with a little lip. There was no lining or anything in it, so I don't know what happened to the lining, but didn't matter. In really nice shape.
Yeah, it's a beautiful case.
And so he said, you know, we kind of joked him a little bit about, he said he was negotiable on price, and we negotiated a little bit, and a very little. We both kind of laughed over it, shook hands on the deal, and he says, well, give me a little bit to clean it out. And we said, great, well, we'll just, you know, as long as we're here, we'll look around. And so we go look, and we try to find the other case.
Oh, my God.
Because there was another case, right? And we knew the other case was going to be, what was it, $295.
Yep.
I said, well, you know, we got room for it, but where are we going to put it in the store, first of all? Second of all, you know, do we need it?
Isn't that always what we say? Where are we going to put it? And then
where
we're
are we
like,
gonna put it?
It's figure-outable.
So we're walking around, and we get around into one of these. It's got like this, it's a real maze. It's just trying to get, you got to make right here, left here. And we go in, and sure enough, there it is. It's got stuff piled all over it. I mean, you can barely see it. You can see the little Parker logo, and it's almost identical to the other case.
Yeah. Literally, it's crazy.
It's close. Now what I want to do is I'm going to take some pictures. The imprints are slightly different. So the arrow on the one case with the trays has the feathers in the arrow,
mm-hmm.
and then the other case doesn't have those. So I'm sure there's somebody out there, you know, I don't know, maybe Ariel Kulik, can help with that because he's a big Parker fan, but kind of maybe we can date the cases based on that. But we look at it, and there's a big sign right on the front, big neon orange sign. And what does it say?
It says sale.
Lisa's favorite word. It says, actually, it says for sale, and it's...
Yes.
$185 or something like that.
Yeah, it was $185, and it said this case is available for sale. And then we noticed that in that booth, everything in the booth that was not on sale or had a firm price like some things do, everything was 20% off. So this case that was $295, you know, 2 weeks ago was now $150. So
we look at each
okay.
other like, and the thing's plugged in.
Did not get it.
Yeah, the thing's plugged in. It lights up. It doesn't have any trays, but
right. It was a lot less.
Yeah, it was a lot less. Both cases come with two sets of keys.
Mm-hmm.
The doors all lock, and they have a nice on the back. The doors slide.
Right, they slide back and forth, and then they've got drawers that pull out for really nice storage. It's
big, deep drawers. So we're like, we look at each other, and we're like, well, okay, the top is kind of scratched up a little bit.
Yeah, it's.
But the front glass is perfect, right? I mean, you know, that the front glass is the case. And we said, well,
we can fit it.
We can fit
so
it. I mean, we're here once. I mean, I don't want to come down again, right?
Right.
So
we said, no, we don't.
We'll take it. And so they started on. They looked at us like we were from Mars. I swear.
And they, I don't know how they got this case in there because it's one of those antique malls where you've got all these little rooms. And so to get out of this room, you've got to go around a corner and another corner and then another corner. And they're all pretty sharp corners and it's pretty tight quarters.
Yeah.
And I mean, so
unless it was
the
first
the
thing that was in that antique store, and then they put all the rest of the crap around it.
So one of the people, one of the employees was like, well, what if we put it on its side? We're like, are you serious? You, I don't think so.
No,
what if you call the guy who owns it and explain how you broke it?
Yeah, I'm thinking, okay, I tell you what, you buy it.
Yeah.
And then you can flip it on its side. I'm going to stand back and watch this. And then if you can get it out to the car, I will pay you for it.
Well, and the other option they had was at the end of this row was an old loading dock that clearly had not been used in a very long time because the weeds on that driveway were, I don't know, 18 inches tall. They were huge.
Yeah, the concrete was all cracked, and then the weeds were going
off. And there's a 6-foot drop.
Well, I think there was a hydraulic lift on that.
I don't think so.
Well,
because they would have said something. There was no way we were going to be able to gently lower this thing down or back up the trailer into that driveway off a main street. We're like, that's not going to work.
No, but these guys still didn't seem to get the idea that this thing got there somehow.
Right.
Didn't just grow up there.
Yeah. It was entertaining for a little while.
Yeah, so we finally did get it out. We got it on and weaseled it around and got it out.
Yep.
And then we get it out to the car, or out to the trailer, and I back up the trailer to the front door. And by now it's kind of a spectacle because there must have been 15 people watching these two lunatics taking these two cases. And there were like strangers helping us. They're carrying.
Oh, they were very sweet.
Yeah, they're carrying the drawers. They're carrying them out to the car. I mean, I don't know who these people were, and they're really nice. But they're just like they couldn't believe what they're seeing. So
yeah,
Lisa goes in. She's gonna take care of everything, and I'm out there and I've got the ratchet straps. I've got the towels to put or the cloths to put over the top to protect it. And there's no place to hook the ratchet straps to. Because
no,
it's a smaller
kid. My answer is you're just going to have to sit back there and hold them apart the whole drive.
On the big U-Hauls, they have the little strip, and then you can run your ratchet strap through it, you know, and there's enough room for that. This one, because it's a smaller trailer, it literally had enough room. It was maybe two centimeters. I mean, it was room for a string. I couldn't even hook the ratchet strap into the hole.
But we found the right one.
There ended up being two metal
rings
like on the floor.
Yeah, we figured it out. We got them strapped in. Everything was good. And we made our way home, and everything was fine.
And everything was fine. Nothing broke. Nothing. And then we got to the store, and we're like, okay, now how are we going to get these out of there?
Yeah. So we started to do it, and then just now that we've gotten them out, we know how we could have done it ourselves.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Always. But we called a friend of ours who came out and on incredibly short notice.
God bless Vinny. God bless Vinny.
We love you, Vin.
I mean, it wasn't 10 minutes. And he's like, I'll be right there.
So he popped on down, helped us, but he had the hard part because he's a tall guy and he had to bend over in this short little trailer. So poor Vinny. We thought we hurt him.
Well, we got the first one out.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take the one that didn't cost us as much. That's kind of scratched up. It's the beta. We're gonna use that and see how that is. And that one had everything in it. It had all the trays in it. I mean, not the trays, but it had the drawers and everything in it. We said, okay, we got it out. And it's like, yeah, that's not too bad. So we go to the next case.
That one's heavier.
Well, there's no trays in it. There's no drawers in this thing. We took the drawers out. And it's heavier. And I'm holding the whole, and these are 6 feet long cases.
Yeah.
6 feet by what? Not quite 3 feet, 32 inches high, something like that. You know, they're good sized cases, and we're backing it out, and I'm hanging on to one end. Lisa's kind of just negotiating,
trying to help,
and all of a sudden Vinny goes, "Oh crap."
Yells and says, "I just heard something crack."
He just hurt his back.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Because I'm hanging on to this thing. thankfully, we got to sit down. Thankfully, Vinny's okay.
Yep.
And we ended up getting it into the store, but it was a little sketchy there for a minute.
Yep.
Then we proceeded probably what the next. It took us about 2 hours.
Two and a half hours to move some stuff around. We tried putting them in a couple different places. We'd sort of decided where at least one of them was going to go. I mean, we knew this going into this.
But we didn't think we were coming back with two.
No. And that's 12 feet of counter space. It's amazing. It's wonderful.
Our store is primarily long and reasonably narrow. So there's not in the front. Front third of the store pretty much is all pens, and then there's a kind of a dividing line there. So after that dividing line, it's mostly ink and then the paper. So putting pens beyond that dividing line is...
We try to keep everything in the front.
Yeah.
That way we've got pens in the front. It's like business in the back, in the front, party in the back.
Party in the back. Yeah.
Ink along the wall, leather and repair, and stationery in the back.
So... We got it all set up nice. We moved a couple things around. A couple of the cases are coming back here.
Not enough.
Not enough's coming back?
No.
Why? What are you thinking? You want the Aurora case? Lisa wants the Aurora case in the bedroom.
Where else would it go?
Where else would it go?
Come on, Jenny, Paul would agree with me, right? Aurora case, this gorgeous Aurora case from Italy. We can't plug it in, so might as well go in the bedroom.
Yeah, it's got the Italian plug on it, European plug.
It's pretty.
Well, for now, it stays at the store. The Wall Eversharp case from 1916 is here at the house. The Aiken Lambert case is on its way. So the 1918 Aiken Lambert case will be home soon.
Yes, yes. We'll get that in the car and we'll bring that home. But, you know, as much as we think that we're done, we're never done. We and we'll get to that in a minute. But
so I made this call. No. actually, we did pick up one more thing. Can I show them the one other thing that we got at the antique store?
You have my present.
Okay, so you guys know how Lisa always just like, you know, taunts me with all these, you know, these pens. I managed to find a pen, and
I want it.
It's really pretty. In fact, I'm glad she said that she wants it because I'm tempted to keep it.
I called shotgun,
right? Yeah. And I don't know what the official name of this pattern is. I think it's just called Stunning. It's a Parker 75, stainless steel.
It's very pretty.
It's French made. Oddly enough, though, it has a 14 karat nib, not an 18 karat nib, but it's French made and has this line and dot pattern on it. And it's really, really, really pretty. And of course, it has a fine nib with the adjustable section on it. But really, I mean, the price was ridiculous. I mean, in perfect condition. There's no dents, no dings.
It's gorgeous.
It's a sweet, sweet looking pen. So guess who's getting this for her birthday next month?
Bing, bing, bing. Me.
So.
For my 29th.
Your 29th birthday.
Again.
There we go. So anyway, that was the only really good pen find. There were a couple other pens, but
a lot of them were overpriced. We go to this antique mall once in a while, once a year maybe.
Maybe at most once every 2 years for sure.
Usually on the way back from Dallas.
Yeah.
And it's just so like with most antique malls, you get a lot of the same stuff that just stays there. So.
Yeah.
Z's in the house. Z's in the house.
So I have some pictures up on the Facebook page of the new cases. I'm gonna get some more up. We got back and we filled the trays on the one case with the liners. We had the liners, so Lisa cut those out and filled those out yesterday, and they look great.
They do.
They look great. Good job. It's really coming along. It's really, really nice. It really kind of gets, I don't know, it gives it kind of an old-timey pen store kind of feel, don't you think? I mean,
well, we already had that.
We did,
The original case.
But the counters are just really...
It's
a nice, nice touch.
It's beautiful, yep. Oh, and we forgot the second best part of the whole thing. We saw the Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile, twice.
Yes.
Once going south and then...
Once going north.
We stopped for lunch and then we saw it going north again. And then it ended up in Appleton.
How I think it followed us home. That would be cool.
Actually, that's right, because we were getting off the highway and it was still going north. We didn't quite catch up to it.
Right. We tried. Yeah. But we've had pictures taken right next to it. You know, we've driven right past it. So.
Hashtag hell on buns. That's what it is. It's hell on buns.
It's cool. So, you know, it always makes us smile and you know, what? You can't have a bad day when you see the Wienermobile.
No. and you know the guys driving it are like, yeah, I'm driving a Wienermobile. You know?
Now, is there just one? I think somebody in the chat should Google this for me, but is there only one Wienermobile? Are there like a whole fleet?
I bet there's got to be more than one, don't you think?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, we've seen it several times, and our friend Ivan has seen it. He's got his picture in front of the Wienermobile.
His Facebook picture is in front of it, yep.
We can't possibly have the only Wienermobile in the country.
But imagine what it would be like to own that.
No, right?
I mean, you know, it's one thing to have...
Can I get that instead of a Corvette?
Let me think. Let me get back to you on that.
Yeah. Let me do that again. Can I get that instead of the Corvette?
So my question is, you know, like when you own a VW Bug and, you know, everybody honks when they see it or whatever, you know, everybody plays the punch buggy game or whatever. Can you imagine owning a Wienermobile?
I don't know. No, I can't.
Can you imagine teaching your kids to drive in the Wienermobile?
What kind of garage do you have for that? No, we're getting slightly off.
Anyway, so we had an awesome day on Sunday. We got... the store set up. It took a couple hours on Sunday, and then when Dave came in on Monday, we worked really hard to make the store not a disaster for Dave, and made sure he knew that if any of it wasn't livable, you know, we can change it. We love Dave. We value his input. That's why he's there. He's awesome. He's a partner in crime and all this, but we just had a good time. And so yesterday, we did the tray liners, and now we started putting pens in it, and it holds a ton of pens.
Yeah, 190 on the top row in each case, and then whatever you want to put on the bottom row.
Yeah, so it's wonderful. There are 6 Wienermobiles. Thank you. I knew my Jenny girl would take care of me.
6 Wienermobiles.
Wow. Yep. Cool. Okay. Let's see. So anyway, that was exciting.
Weekend,
yeah. And then what did we do yesterday?
I don't remember. Yesterday was kind of a blur.
We were at the store. We just ran errands after work. And we firmed up a couple things yesterday, including, here's your lead in, special guest next week. Bam.
Yeah, we're going to have a special guest next week. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be really cool. What can we say about this person without giving it away? A significant...
Oh, we're not going to say who it is?
No, we don't say who it is.
Okay.
No. A significant person in the pen community.
He's great.
A lot of fun. Real sharp.
Yes.
Like him a lot. So I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to actually get, we're sending emails back. He's like so excited. He's sending me emails today, like half a dozen of them. Like, okay, what do I do?
He's fascinating because he's one of the few pen people with a life outside pens.
Right.
Yeah. And some of what he does outside pens is really interesting, and he's great. He's just so enthusiastic. He's got so much energy. So we're excited.
He's got a little different perspective too.
Yes,
which I like, and I think it's gonna be a good time. We are getting together on Sunday morning at 9, so I have to make sure I'm awake by 9.
I'm not getting up. You're on your own.
Yeah. Okay. So so I will release a little short teaser promo Sunday. With this person, so it's gonna be fun. Anyway, special guest next week, regular time, 8 p.m. Don't miss it. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be good. It'll be a lot of fun.
There'll be a theme around it.
Okay. Do I know about this?
Yeah, you know about this.
Okay. All right. All right. We're good.
Okay. What else you got?
Lots of new stuff. It's like every time Brian turns around, we have got more stuff to surprise him with. And sometimes he doesn't like it.
I am doing a bang-up job trying to keep up.
I know. It's you
just
are.
When you get new paper, that just wigs me out.
I know. I'm not getting paper this time.
No. I'm doing pretty good on keeping up on the rest of the stuff.
Yes, you are. So we're getting there. All right, so going into what's new, either at the store and or on the site, by now everybody knows about the Sailor Inks. the new 8 colors. They're actually re-releases of 2 of the best inks of the 4 seasonal sets of inks from 2010. So do that math. So those are re-releases. Those are the new ones. And then we do have confirmation, which I believe we shared last week, that 6 of the regular current line, the gentle inks, are being discontinued. So what does that mean? That means you need to stock up now. They did not have, Atoya USA did not have as much as they thought. So we
bought it all.
We did. I'm not sure that Chad, our UPS guy, is going to be happy with us when he sees what he has to bring. We did. Literally bought everything in the warehouse.
we're in bed actually getting ready to go to sleep. And he's like, oh, here's what they have. I'm like, just buy it.
Right, so we're counting it up. Yep, just buy it. So we will have enough.
Well, I want to make sure I got enough Epinard. I just
want a bottle of apricot.
I want Epinard.
I need to score a bottle of apricot.
In fact, the funny thing was, so I'm using it today to test pens, the Epinard, and you know what's going through my head? Is I shouldn't be using this ink because there's no more. It's it.
We're getting some. So anyway, line is the seasonal inks, the first shipment arrived. All the retailers who were going to buy it bought it. We bought the rest of it. And then the old ink that is being discontinued, they sent out an email, Atoya sent out an email saying, this is what's left. A couple people bought some small stuff, and then we somebody had to buy it. I mean, it can't sit in the warehouse, so we bought it. And yes, Paul, we have plenty of ultramarine. Yep. So get your ultramarine.
Epinard, Grenade, Apricot.
Apricot.
Sky High. And Pesh.
Yeah. But the new colors are gorgeous, and it's just beautiful stuff. But anyway, so we have plenty for now, and that's the wholesaler thing.
That's it, yeah. And I guess we should also mention that with the Seasons inks, there are no more coming in until next month. So the Yamadori, that was gone in about, 6 hours, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone until July, sometime in July. No idea when. So.
Yeah. So anyway, we have those. And we do have the old teak pen, which is really a cool pen. I wasn't sure what to think of it when I saw it in the picture. Yeah. Very cool. We also, I'll let you talk about this one because you have the picture. You have the pen, right? We got in a new Visconti.
What is this here? Oh, that's pretty. Look at that. You can see right through it.
And Tracy's not in the chat.
Tracy's not in the chat? Oh, man. Tracy, this right here. Well, it's funny because I emailed asking about the status of this. We ordered this a couple months ago. This is the new Visconti Homo sapiens crystal. Double reserve power filler. You can see right through the barrel. Just beautiful. Blue turquoise swirls on the barrel. Cap is turquoise. Single tone 23 karat palladium nib.
Gorgeous.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
So, I want to publicly thank my wife for giving me such a beautiful Father's Day present.
What? I don't think so.
No, it's a cool pen. Really, really, really neat. I like it. It comes in a beautiful, beautiful box. You know, classic wood Visconti box. But and it is available with the My Pen system too.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. We already shipped one out. It wasn't even in the store.
It wasn't in the store for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I guess it was about half an hour. It went pretty quickly, so that was exciting. So that's very cool. It's absolutely beautiful. Let's see what else we got. Twisby restocked. We've got some 580s. We did also get some of the last Micartas.
I got some Micartas in, yeah.
Most of you know that Micartas, the Micarta line is being discontinued. And so we bought some. I think there are still some left, but it's getting down to the end.
Yeah, my understanding from TWSBI, there are no more mediums, there are no more fines left. And we got a couple of the last of the fines. So what we have is what we have this time. We're not getting any more. So a couple of those, actually, I got to put some up on the website tonight too, don't I? I got to list them somewhere. But anyway, so that's it for those. Those came in. And it's version 2, of course, with the book.
Yes, which is kind of cool. So. And then you and Dave have been working on some new old stock stuff.
Yeah, we got some. I'll show these briefly. These are pretty cool. If you're a Schaefer fan, and you know,
and you should be.
You should be. I mean, who's not, right? I mean, Schaefer puts out a great product. We got a bunch of this new old stock from the 90s, and I'm gonna open up. So this week, I've been concentrating on one of the real iconic classic pens of all time. Schaefer put out the Targa.
I like Targas.
Of course, Targa's got the slip cap with the inlaid 14 karat nib.
Those are cool. You know, I could just get one of each, and I'd have like an instant collection.
You could, and then that would cost about less than what it would cost me to get a Homo sapiens crystal. And then there's the Schaefer Crest line, which is very very snorkel esque, touchdown esque in shape. In fact, it even has the 14 karat. Two-tone conical nib that wraps around the back. I mean, it looks...
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is real fun. So I just put those up. They're new old stock in the box. There's no converter, but you know, they've never been used. Those, and then, of course, the Schaefer Snow Pen is up, and I've got real...
Oh, yes.
Real interesting pricing on those to make those disappear. So put those up. That was fun. Actually, we found a couple of Targas that we didn't know we had. patterns we did not know exist. I didn't know there was a swirl pattern.
That's kind of fun, yeah.
There was a blue swirl and a green swirl, and I thought it was the regular green marble, but I found a pencil and some weird stuff. So that's that.
Well, that's what happens when you clean off the shelves.
Well, yeah, you know, we got more stuff coming, so we got to make room for it.
We do. Speaking of new stuff coming in, we also have the new Field Notes summer seasonal. We'll be here tomorrow. Apparently, they lost my email. I sent an email like I ordered this the day before it was actually available. I haven't gotten it. And when they ship, we get it the very next day. They're in Chicago,
right.
So they can ship at 6 o'clock, and we get it before noon the next day. So did it get lost? Where'd it go? It'll be here tomorrow, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was wondering what was going on with that because we're always on the ball with the seasonal stuff or the Field Notes. But these are apparently bigger.
Yes, bigger which I think might be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep. And we've had a busy week or several days of lining up some new stuff.
Well, we had to put one line off for another one.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, so we got a couple new brands in the lineup. One should be here Friday.
This week. Thursday or Friday.
And if we work it right, we'll have the other one next week sometime. It'll probably be later next week. And yet another one. Probably going to be after DC. Probably I think the way it's looking.
No.
You don't
two
think
weeks.
So?
No, two weeks.
2 weeks? Oh crap.
2 weeks.
And then.
Wouldn't that be a cool birthday present?
Oh yeah, it sure would be. Here's the bill. and a couple of special. I don't want to say anything. Too big, but a couple of special pens are coming their way too.
Oh my God, I can't wait! Yes, so we've working hard to bring some new in, to seek out some new companies, some new lines, some new brands, little of everything, expanding some things. So we've got a lot of really interesting things coming along.
You know, it's supposed to be a very relaxing summer, and it's turning out to be very busy. All I'm seeing is work for me. Anyway, so yeah, that's about it. That's quite a bit. That's more than I usually like to mention, but that's what's new at the store. So if you're in the neighborhood, come on up, come on over, come on down, whatever.
Yeah, we actually had someone who was supposed to come up and visit had to cancel. So we've got some space, Aziza.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a good friend visit on Monday.
He had some family things.
Yeah, some things came up. So.
And okay, Mike and Audrey are coming up.
Yeah, and what a week and a half now. Week.
I know. I can't wait. That's going to be great.
But we had two visitors from Minneapolis.
We did. Actually, we were going to get to that. Okay. But we can do shout-outs now. We had, just in the last, three, 4 days?
3, 4 days, yeah.
Two different visitors from the same city, which is pretty cool. So for shout-outs, we've got Colin and his dad, Scott.
Yeah, they were a lot of fun.
They're from Minneapolis. In fact, Colin was one of the giveaway winners when we did the 100th podcast. And, So Colin and his dad were in Madison, which is, three and a half hours away?
Oh, Madison's only a couple hours.
Okay. They were looking at the school. Colin's thinking about going there. And then they decided, since they were most of the way to the store, they popped up just for an hour and came into the store and, played around with a lot of things, had a good time, tried out a lot of stuff. It was really awesome to meet them and, just to see what they were interested in and what pens they like to use. And we had a good time.
He did the perfect example of why you need to come to a pen store, because he was interested in the Vanishing Point. But mm-hmm. The Vanishing Point, you have to try. If you've not held it in your hand, you either love it or you hate it. There's really not much in between. And he put it in his hand. I think he fell in love with it, and that's you got the Blue Carbon-esque. I mean, what's not to like about that? So
yeah, it was very cool.
So real nice.
And then today, Jason Lake from Minneapolis popped in. He was in town. Actually, he was in Oshkosh for a conference and took the bus up for the day to Appleton to come to the store, and that was really cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, you tried out a bunch of pens.
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
Unless you can see what a medium fine is like in person, it's really hard to explain what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he played around with some sailors and some pilots.
Auroras.
The auroras. Yeah, we had a good time. It was fun.
That was cool. It was fun chatting with them.
Yep. And also, so a big shout out to Colin and his dad, Scott. Big shout out to Jason. We love that stuff. It works out well that the bus station is right behind the plaza. And so people can get off the bus, come into the plaza, grab a smoothie or a drink over at Green Gecko, and then come in and visit and play with pens. Yep. So, and a big, big shout out and hugs to Jenny and Bill. For the Red Lobster gift certificate we got for our wedding anniversary in May. We used it last night?
Yeah, it was last night, yeah.
Last night. I'm losing days.
Well, we were tired after, I'm still sore from moving those cases around on Sunday, so we decided we were going to go out to eat, and I was as good a place. I'd never been, so everybody keeps telling me these cheese biscuits are amazing, and of course they are.
So we had a good time, and we took pictures and put them on Facebook just to torture Jenny. And I know she took it in the spirit it was meant. Ha ha.
I took a picture of the door handles,
which are the lobster claws.
Lobster claws. And then I took a picture of the cheese biscuit.
It was awesome.
Anyway.
But we thought of you guys, and not a meatball to be seen in the place.
Yeah, no meatballs.
So there you go. Anyway, that's about it. We've still got a ton of stuff to do this week in the store, and a bunch of stuff going on. You're going to be busy online all week.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy, so.
Yeah, that's all right. Good.
Yeah. I don't mind being busy as long as it's, you know, I don't know. So
there you go.
We have a good time.
And Dave is funny. Dave's got a great sense of humor. So anyway, it's so awesome to go to work and be happy every day.
Yep. Yeah.
So, there you go.
So there it is. Anything else you want to talk about? I think that pretty much covers it.
I think that's it. We, we'll be doing the secret little thing on Sunday, and that'll give everybody a chance to get pumped up for our special guest on Tuesday. And
I'll say this: I'm willing to bet that 90% of the people don't know who this person is.
I know. I like doing that.
I mean, you know the company he works for, but you probably never met him. You never heard of him. He's an awesome guy. Oh, I just told us it was a guy. Okay, so it's a guy.
Well, we said it was a guy before. We kept saying we did. So Sunday we'll
reveal that.
That big reveal. And we'll get some pictures up on the web, on the blog, of the new cases and the store and all that good stuff. So yep,
working on
there
it.
You go.
So all right.
That's it. I think that's enough. We've rambled on, given you a little info.
And it's summer here in Wisconsin, so which means it's really hot.
It's hot. I think I'm going to go get some more iced coffee.
All right. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Please write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East, College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Or shoot us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.net.
Or Dave at
Dave. Or, yeah, totally. Send Dave an email and tell him hi.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We do have a Facebook page. It is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Blog, of course, is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And that awesome website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advanced notes of upcoming new products, special sales events, stuff happening at the store, things like that. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Don't miss next week. Same time, same station, special guest. We will see you then. So thanks for watching. Have a good night.
Night, all.